Today is our celebration of the beginning of the Advent season. We want to make sure that as you came in, that you grabbed a chrismon to put on our tree. If you don't have that, feel free to go out and get one. And we will let you know when to bring those up. We're going to do it by sections. So we have a back section, we have the pulpit section, we have the lectern. So when I tell you, and I say that section, come on up and put all those beautiful things on the tree. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. Well, we already know which one's the best section, right? The pulpit side. I'm just teasing. You're okay, too. All right. Well, good morning. Today is such a special day in the life of the church. We are glad that you are here, whether you're joining us in person or whether you may be joining us online right now or watching this throughout the week or month up to come. That's just my children running around like donkeys. It's fine. So we are glad that you are here. If you're a guest with us this morning, we like to make a $5 donation in your name to a charity that you choose. And this is a wonderful time of year to be making these donations to these local nonprofits that are doing great work. So if today, if you are new with us, you can simply jot down on the blue sheet you'll find on that pad on your row and give us your email. We send you one email to let you know about some wonderful charities, and then we follow up with you and make sure we get that $5 donation to them. If you're joining us online now or later in the week, simply comment below and we'll get the notification, and we will send the same thing to you through direct message, let you know about some wonderful charities in our area and see which one you might want to donate $5 to. These charities love receiving these checks and knowing that our church and our people are caring for them and thinking about them and sharing about the wonderful work that they do. So we love it when our guests take advantage of this opportunity to be generous just by coming to church. We do have a few announcements for you before we get into the service today. It is the Advent season. Today is officially the first Sunday of Advent. How many of you knew that before you came to church today? Yeah. All of you are liars. That's fine. I'm just teasing. You knew it. We are preparing our hearts and minds for the coming of Christ. And throughout this season, we have a lot of special events that are going on, and we want you to know about some of those. You noticed in the narthex as you grabbed your chrismon. If you haven't grabbed a chrismon ornament, you can right now if you want to go out there and grab one to hang up. But there's also the angel tree, and this is where we take those cards to get gifts for underprivileged individuals in our area for Christmas. If you would like to do that, they're due back by December the 6th to have those gifts so that we can get them to the right people to get them to those individuals on time. But we would love for you to take part of this generosity of our congregation. The angel tree is out there for you to do that. On December the 5th, Monday night at 6 p.m., the United Methodist Women are hosting a dinner for all the women of the church. So if you would like to come, we would love for you to do that. And that's going to be at 6 p.m. on Monday, December the 5th. And you don't have to be a part of a UMW circle or group to come to that. Any lady can come. And as Miss Carol already jumped, I have it written down, Miss Cheryl, we're getting to it. There are RSVP cards in the back of the pews that you can grab right now. Miss Cheryl, go ahead and hold those up. Anybody else, you got them, go ahead and hold them up. You see them right there. So if you would like to come, go ahead and grab those, fill them out. You can leave them in the pew, and they will come back by at the end of the service and get those, and so you can know about that. Our first Sunday fun day, the first Sunday night of December, December the 4th, we are having our Christmas sweater bowling. You can wear one of your most beautiful Christmas sweaters, or you can wear one that is just for fun. And we are going to get together at Pinnacle Bowling and have a great time that night. Look for more information, but go ahead and mark your calendars. And I want to tell you, this is open for all age groups. This is not a people with kids thing that get up and go. This is available for everybody. We're going to have a great time, and we would love for you to come out and be a part of that. That's the first Sunday, December the 4th in December. I almost called it September for some reason. I don't know. Okay. All right. Now, on December the 11th, just a few Sundays away, just a couple Sundays away, it is going to be our joining Sunday. I don't know if you've noticed, but we've had several families join over the course of the last month, and we've got a couple more who are wanting to join the church. So we want to posit this to you. During our Christmas series, our Advent series titled Home for Christmas, we would love for you to make this your home for Christmas. And so on December the 11th, we're going to have a group that are getting together to join the church that day and have a special service with them involved in it. We would love for you to consider joining the church as well. You know, every time somebody says they would like to join the church, you know the first thing they ask? You know what it is, don't you? Do we have to get up in front of everybody? Right? Now, this is why joining Sunday is a beautiful thing. There's already going to be people up here with you. You won't be alone. It'll be okay. And I feed you the answers, right? I say, if you will, say I will. I say, if you do, say I do. Right? And so it's really painless, I promise, and our church loves to support you and welcome you. So we would love for you, email me, contact me, talk to me in the narthex. We would love to add you to our joining Sunday list and have you be a part of our congregation as a member. So note that. Also, on that same day of December the 11th, we're having an Empty Bowls painting party. Empty Bowls is already getting ready for their event that's coming up in February, and they need a couple of dates, and our church has offered to be a part of that, and so we're painting in December. That's going to be on December the 11th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we're also going to have one in January as we prepare for that then. Okay. Y'all are doing really good. I got like three more, and I'm going to do them quick, okay? I believe in you. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, excellent question. So Empty Bowls provides food for people in our community that need it, right? Does anybody have a better explanation for that? And we get together on that Sunday. They do a fundraiser. Now, when you go to Empty Bowls, you get a free bowl that somebody has painted, right? You get a bowl, and part of your donation, people pay for these bowls in advance, but then we donate money when we go to these places and eat chili or soups that somebody has prepared, right? And so we get together, and all of the money goes to help feed those in our community that are underprivileged and have a food scarcity or food shortage at this time. And so we get together and paint those bowls and buy those bowls in advance so they can give them away at that day. And then the day of, we also participate potentially by being a hosting site for the Empty Bowls dinners. But it goes to benefit those who need some extra food. Our Christmas nativity is on December the 18th. We're going to have the petting zoo right outside. Did we hear back about the camel? Is that a no camel, or is that a no we haven't heard back about the camel? Jessica said she sent her an email. She's doing everything she can. All right. But we're going to have the nativity petting zoo with nativity characters out here as well as the animals. There's probably a baby cow. You should come. It's going to be great. We'll have it during the Sunday school time before our services. And lastly and not leastly, our Christmas Eve services are at 4 o'clock, and that's our children-focused service. Everybody is welcome. It's a wonderful service. And then also at 7 o'clock for our traditional communion and candlelight service. So mark your calendars to be a part of that to really set the mood as we get ready for Christmas Day on the 25th. All right. Thank you for listening to our announcements this morning. We have so much going on. We appreciate you being a part of the life of this church. And now as we move into this time on Advent Sunday, we are preparing our hearts and our minds the way that we are going to prepare this space this morning. So let us now continue with our processional call to worship.
And everyone in the back section, I invite you, once the choir is in, to bring your chrismon and put it on the tree.
Thank you.
Beloved in Christ, as we await the great festival of Christmas, let us prepare ourselves. In the same way that we prepare this church, in the same way that we prepare this altar during today's service, we prepare our hearts and minds to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us hear today through the Holy Scriptures how the prophets of Israel foretold that God would visit and redeem a waiting people. Let us rejoice in our carols and in our hymns that the good purpose of God is being mightily fulfilled. Let us celebrate the promise that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will bring all peoples and all things into the glory of God's eternal kingdom. And as we do so this morning, let us pray. Lord God, we are so grateful that you love this world. And we lift up our prayers to you this morning. For those who have not heard the good news that you have brought, or who do not believe, Lord, we pray. For those who walk in darkness and in the shadow of death, Lord, we pray. And for the church in this place and everywhere, that it may be freed from evil and fear and may be in pure joy, able to lift up the light of your love, O God. We offer these prayers and praises to you humbly. And hear us this morning, Lord, as we lift back the words that Christ taught us so long ago, as we join our voices together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
And now let us hear the first lesson from Isaiah.
Comfort for God's people. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak compassionately to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her compulsory service has ended, that her penalty has been paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is crying out, clear the Lord's way in the desert. Make a level highway in the wilderness for our God. Every valley will be raised up, and every mountain and hill will be flattened. Uneven ground will become level, and rough terrain a valley plain. The Lord's glory will appear, and all humanity will see it together. The Lord's mouth has commanded it. A voice was saying, call out. And another said, what should I call out? All flesh is grass. All is loyalty is like the flowers of the field. The grass dries up and the flower withers when the Lord's breath blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass dries up, the flower withers, but our God's word will exist forever.
I invite you to stand as we sing together our first hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. Lectern side to bring your chrismons to the tree as we continue singing. Oh, come the day spring, come and cheer the spirits of thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows Emmanuel. seated. We will now hear the second lesson from Isaiah and Jeremiah.
A shoot from Jesse's stump. A shoot will grow from the stump of Jesse. A branch will sprout from his roots. The Lord's Spirit will rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of planning and strength, a spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Jeremiah 23:5-6. Promise of a righteous and just king. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous descendant from David's line, and he will rule as a wise king. He will do what is just and right in the land. During his lifetime, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety, and his name will be the Lord is our righteousness.
I invite you to stand for the next hymn this morning. Come, thou long expected Jesus. Pulpit side, we are ready for your chrismons. Third lesson from the Gospel of Luke.
From Luke chapter 1, when Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to a virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." She was confused by these words and wondered what kind of a greeting this might be. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his son. He will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom." Then Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen? I haven't had any relations with a man." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come over you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the one who is born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." Then from Matthew chapter 1, as Joseph was thinking about this, an angel from the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the child she carries was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus, which means the Lord saves, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all of this took place so that what the Lord had spoken through the prophet Isaiah would be fulfilled. "Look, a virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel."
I invite our ushers to come forward at this time as we prepare to give our tithes and our offerings. During the season of the year, we are reminded that part of the preparations for the coming of Jesus is making room within our hearts as well as within our church. And part of how we make room in our hearts is through the generosity that breaks our hold on the things of this world. They tried to get us on Black Friday, but we get to reset for what it means to be God's generous people today. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for all that you have given us. Thank you for the people who surround us in this season of the year. Lord, we seek to continue building your kingdom in this world and in the world to come. And we ask that through these gifts of tithe and offering that we return to you, that you would continue to do that in our hearts and in this community and in this world. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know
that your baby
to a blind man, Mary, did
Please stand for the Gloria Patri. We are ready for the fourth lesson from Luke and Micah.
From Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax list. This first enrollment occurred when Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and the family line, he went from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped him snugly, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the guest room. From the book of Micah, Book 5, Chapter 2. As for you, Bethlehem of Ephrathah, even though you are the least significant of Judah's forces, one who is to be a ruler in Israel on behalf will come out from you. His origin is from remote times, from ancient days.
As the choir sings, "What Child Is This?" I invite those who are placing Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus to come up front.
Sacrifice, his face to worship him, the Lamb of God.
Hear now the fifth lesson from Luke 2, verses 8 through 14.
Nearby, the shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great symphony of the heaven forces was with the angel praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors."
Please stand and join us for our next hymn, "Angels We Have Heard on High." Seated. Next, we will hear the sixth lesson from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote. You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you've found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went, and look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route.
As the choir sings, We Three Kings, I invite those who are placing the wise men or the camels to come up at this time. Now we will hear the seventh lesson from John chapter 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. It was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came to be into being. From John 1:9-14. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The light was in the world, and the world came into being through the light. But the world didn't recognize the light. The light came to his own people, and his own people didn't welcome him. But those who did welcome him, those who believed in his name, he authorized to become God's children.
And now I invite the Johnston family to come forward as we light the first candle of our Advent wreath.
This morning we read from Isaiah 6, chapter 60, verses 2 through 3. Though darkness covers the earth and gloom the nations, the Lord will shine upon you. God's glory will appear over you. Nations will come to your light and kings to your dawning radiance. We light this candle as a symbol of Christ our hope. May the light sent from God shine in the darkness to show us the way of salvation. O come, Emmanuel. Please join me in our Advent prayer this morning. Loving God, your church joyfully awaits the coming of its Savior, who enlightens our hearts and dispels the darkness of ignorance and sin. Pour forth your blessings upon us as we light the candles of this wreath. May their light reflect the splendor of Christ, who is Lord, forever and ever. Amen.
Our closing hymn this morning is a favorite. It speaks to who Jesus is and what he brings into our world. Joy to the world. Verses 1 and 2. Please stand. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Beautiful children of God, go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor everyone. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.
And during our Advent season, we will sing our doxology to the tune of O Come, Emmanuel. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above you. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Peace be with you.